This week, the United States signed the Central American Free Trade Agreement with Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Honduras. Now, those countries' combined economies are only 1/100th the size of the United States economy, but one American industry feels threatened. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick told reporters he's proud of what the pact achieved.
We strive for the best, and we've negotiated an ambitious set of commitments covering all areas of the economy.
The agreement will scrap tariffs and all sorts of other barriers to trade and investment. But the first question put to Zoellick was about sugar. He hesitated.
Each of us have our sensitive commodities.
Everyone knew going into this that sugar would be a problem. The U.S. uses tariffs, quotas, and loans to protect domestic sugar producers. As a result, the price of sugar in the U.S. is between 2 and 3 times the world price. Brink Lindsey of the Libertarian Cato Institute says calling this a sweet deal is putting it mildly.
It costs U.S. consumers billions of dollars a year. It benefits a very small U.S. industry. 40% of the subsidies go to 1% of U.S. sugar growers. Heavy sugar growing in Florida contributes to the degradation of the Everglades. And on top of all of this, the trade restrictions that are an integral component of the sugar program deny desperately needed economic opportunities to deeply impoverished countries in Central America.
Rick Pasco of the Sweetener Users Association complains that the sugar program hurts U.S. candy makers. He says opening up to Central American sugar would really help.
Sugar is a product in which these countries have a competitive advantage as low-cost producers.
And, of course, the Central American negotiators were pushing for a lot more access, too. And with good reason, according to Sandra Pulaski of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. She says these countries desperately need to create jobs.
At least 50% of the population lives in poverty, and some countries going up to as high as 80%.
Pulaski says more than a third of this population depends on farming and will be hard-pressed to compete with U.S. exports once CAFTA takes effect. The U.S. didn't throw open its market to Central American sugar, but it did crack it. The agreement would eventually more than double the size of Central America's quota. U.S. trade officials figure that's still just over 2% of what the U.S. consumes. But Jack Roney of the American Sugar Alliance says this is a life-or-death situation for U.S. sugar producers. He says the tariffs and quotas are there for a reason.
The world sugar market is distorted by subsidies in all the countries that produce sugar, and there are over 120 that do so, and they dump their surpluses on the world market for whatever price it would bring.
And he says that price is below the cost of production, even for efficient producers. He says this deal sets a dangerous precedent because other countries will demand the same treatment.
The U.S. is negotiating now free trade agreements with a total of 42 countries, 28 of which are sugar exporters, and all told, those 28 countries export over 27 million tons of sugar.
Trade analyst and columnist Bruce Stokes says it's true that this deal could be the thin edge of the wedge that could eventually break the U.S. sugar market open. But he says sugar growers have a lot of muscle and won't give in easily. In states like Louisiana and Florida, he says, sugar makes or breaks political careers.
There were ads during the most recent campaign in Louisiana against the Central American Free Trade Agreement, even though that wasn't on the ballot. And what they were voting on were the governor's race. So it's a big issue in certain key states, and a lot of money is spent on those candidates in those states.
Sugar beet growers and even corn farmers in the North and Midwest also have a stake in the sugar program. Corn farmers like it because expensive sugar creates a demand for high-fructose corn syrup. The Central America Free Trade Agreement will test that alliance, since corn growers would also benefit from selling more abroad. But the congressional vote on CAFTA is likely to be close, and sugar producers will do their level best to see that it's defeated. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.